entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariff trouble still brewing along with the trade war with China. President Trump hosting Italy's prime minister today for talks, saying no one can compete with U.S. on goods. ABC's Selena Wang has more from the White House on concerns.
A big question coming out of this meeting is, can Italy's prime minister, Giorgia Meloni's closeness and affinity with President Trump, can that actually lead to two concrete benefits, not just for Italy, but for the broader EU? Trump has got real issues with Europe, but he is very ideologically aligned with Meloni.
President Trump in a social media post says he can't wait to replace Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell. It follows Powell's comments yesterday that tariffs could raise inflation and bring economic instability to the U.S. A hearing today in Georgia, university students legally challenging the Trump administration's efforts to revoke student visas at colleges over protests, asking a judge to intervene. Weekly jobless claims dipped last week by 9,000 compared to the week before. This is ABC News. With machine learning on the rise, AI tools appear here to stay, but some Americans say they're a little uneasy about it.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows that only 12% of Americans feel they know a great deal about artificial intelligence, while 17% say they know hardly anything about it at all. As with most technology, the younger the respondent, the more likely he or she is to not only understand AI, but to embrace it. Even Gen Z Americans worry that the technology will diminish their ability to think for themselves. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New Jersey has filed a lawsuit against the online platform Discord, alleging the company represented the app as safe for parents but exposed children to sexual and violent content. The lawsuit claims the app's design makes it easy for children to connect with other users, but also allows predators to lurk and target them, undeterred by the safety features Discord touts as reasons its parents and users should trust its app. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with high temperatures reaching the low 60s and scattered showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 58.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A change of venue requested has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Peters Berger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process. A recent survey of early childhood education providers in Wisconsin shows many of them are at risk of closing. Dozens of child care workers rallied on the Capitol steps Wednesday, calling on lawmakers to urge continued state funding. Governor Tony Evers has included $480 million to continue the program in his proposed state budget. And Democratic lawmakers reintroduce a green amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Proponents say it would protect the state's climate and environment for current and future generations. That amendment is unlikely to be taken up in the Republican-controlled state legislature. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Sunny Skies CBD, downtown Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Firefighters from Durand and Plum City responded to a garage fire in Durand yesterday afternoon. Firefighters were called to the fire at 512 Fifth Avenue East at approximately 1 p.m. and found the garage totally engulfed. Firefighters were able to prevent the fire from spreading to other homes. No one was reported hurt in the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Petersberger's defense is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of beating, sexually assaulting, and killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing June 9th. No trial dates have been set. That could come in early 2026. The Durand spring cleanup begins Saturday. Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis says there are some rules that homeowners will need to follow.
Make sure that the leaves are separated from the branches. You can't pile stuff, you know, more than 10 feet in length. Making sure that they're not more than 5 feet off the road so our equipment can get at it and we're staying on the road right away. We can't stack things around fixed objects such as telephone poles or telephone boxes or mailboxes or things like that. And its branches are technically not to exceed 2 inches in diameter. So
the spring cleanup goes through May 4th. Crews will pick up yard debris 2 times during the cleanup. Multiple residents have reported seeing a large black bear in Osseo's west side. The Osseo Police Department posted on Facebook they're aware of the sighting. Police are warning people to be aware of items left outside. They say bears are attracted to food scraps, dog food, and even bird feeders. Police say if you come across a black bear, to yell loud or make loud noises to scare them off, and then to reach out to police.
You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
An Oliva daycare owner has been charged after a child in her care had to be taken to the hospital with a brain bleed. Ashley Hove was charged yesterday with one count of physical abuse of a child, intentionally causing great bodily harm. A doctor's report said that the child's injuries were caused by some kind of physical violence. Hove told authorities she thought the child had fallen while playing, and then when she came back to the room, the child was laying on the ground unresponsive. If convicted, Hove could face up to 40 years in prison. Osseo firefighters responded to a shed fire yesterday near Osseo. According to the Osseo Fire Department, the fire spread and caused minor damage to a mobile home. Firefighters were able to put out the fire quickly. They're investigating the cause of that fire. No one was injured in that blaze. One person is dead after a semi-truck accident took place on I-94 near Eau Claire. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the crash took place Tuesday morning when a car going westbound was traveling in the eastbound lanes of I-94 and collided with a semi-truck. The driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver had multiple injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to investigate that incident. Students and staff were evacuated from Onalaska Middle School due to a gas line being hit. That incident took place yesterday morning, shortly after 9 a.m. Onalaska Fire Chief Pete Fletty said that construction crews were digging it in the school parking lot when they hit the gas line accidentally. Xcel Energy crews checked out the building to make sure it was safe for students and staff to return. A short time later, the school reopened. Parents were sent a letter detailing the situation. You're listening to WRDN News.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Dunn County will offer free water well testing once again this summer. Heather Wood, Dunn County Water Resources Specialist, said the testing is open to anyone with a well within Dunn County. There's no cost to participants. The testing will be conducted by the Dunn County Health Department, and the tests are looking for nitrates. This will be a third year in a row that the county has offered this service for well owners. An effort in 2023 sampled 995 wells in total, with 973 private wells and 22 wells representing town halls included. A follow-up program last year tested 263 wells. Now, the regular testing is helping the county establish water quality data for the county as a whole. Officials hope to test up to 300 wells this year. Contact the Dunn County Health Department for more information. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wanekins.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with high temperatures reaching the low 60s and scattered showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 58.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Brewers get the day off today after taking 2 of 3 from the Tigers at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They won 5-1 yesterday, winning twice after falling 9-1 to the Tigers in the series opener Monday. Manager Pat Murphy.
This whole thing's about response. You got to respond to something not good happening. If you're in the highest competitive environment, a lot of stuff's not going to go your way. There's going to be a lot of failure. How you respond to that is key.
In the Midwest League tonight, Quad Cities at Beloit, Lansing at Wisconsin. The Bucks continue to get ready for the first round of the NBA playoffs. They will open their best-of-7 series at Indiana at noon on Saturday. Badger women's volleyball team sweeping Marquette in a spring exhibition at the UW Fieldhouse. They'll close out spring play against Green Bay next Tuesday. PGA Tour makes a stop at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina for the RBS Heritage. Scottie Scheffler is the defending champion, winning last year's event by 3 strokes. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Kislowski comments on Bristol Tires. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos,
down.
More chills,
oh,
and more thrills.
Oh, yeah,
welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Bristol, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
It is a given that Goodyear strives to provide the most competitive tires for each and every NASCAR Cup Series race. According to Brad Kozlowski, Goodyear brought different tires to the spring and fall events at Bristol Motor Speedway last season. The RFK Racing driver and co-owner notes that tire wear is the key variable this weekend.
Big guessing game is the tires. You know, we went there last spring and the tires didn't hold up very well. The dynamics of the race shifted fairly drastically. And then we came back in the fall and the tires didn't wear at all. And that was another shift to the dynamics of the race. So trying to understand which one of those is going to be the case is probably the biggest question.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. It's 12:21. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins. This in from the National Weather Service. Strong thunderstorms are moving through western Wisconsin at this hour as half-inch hail has been indicated by radar. These storms are going to be affecting areas around Durand, also Ellsworth later on today. Also, Mondovi could be affected by these storms as well, and portions of Trempealeau County as these storms continue to move to the east at about 35 miles an hour. No watches, no warnings at this time, but if we have any, we will pass those along to you. It's 12:22.
Hey, take a look around your yard. All those projects you've been putting off for years, and now you're just tired of it. But how are you going to get that skid loader to the shop? The It's Still Got Life in It restoration project to the dump, or your side-by-side to the trail. Goodrich Trailers, that's how. They've got just the right trailer for any project. Dump, flatbed, enclosed, and toy haulers. Goodrich will get you motivated to get going with whatever you've got to haul this spring. Find them between Eau Claire and Menominee off Interstate 94 and online at GoodrichTrailers.com.
Some weed seeds only have a few days to germinate and others can lie dormant for years. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Weed seed longevity depends on a few factors as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Weeds that we just can't seem to get the upper hand on. Their weapon against us is seed longevity. Most annual weedy grass seeds die after 2 to 3 years, but some broadleaf weed seeds can remain viable for decades. Mike Gowen is a weed scientist at Iowa State University. He says weed seeds that have a hard seed coat are more likely to survive the trials and tribulations that occur when they fall into the soil.
Weed seeds such as the velvet leaf, very hard seeded coat, will last a long time. Foxtail seeds, which don't have a hard seed coat, are less likely to survive more than a couple of years. There are many things that attack weed seeds. There's diseases, there's climatic conditions, there's insects, and all kinds of things that will affect them. Those generally are what is going to determine just how likely a weed seed is going to survive.
The pesky Palmer amaranth weed can produce as many as a million seeds per plant, but only a small percentage of those seeds will sprout and grow into a pain in the field. Owen says from an ecological perspective, it depends on whether a weed seed is in a safe site to germinate.
Factors that are involved are obviously temperature of the soil, sunlight to some degree, nutrients and things like that really don't affect it. The depth obviously will impact because sometimes in tillage, for example, you may cause the weed seed to get the appropriate sunlight exposure, but then because of that tillage, you bury it too deep.
Careful weed management over time will reduce the number of viable seeds in the soil and make your life in the garden or field a little easier. Learn more about weed seed longevity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right. Right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text IMPACT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word IMPACT to 200-300. That's IMPACT to 200-300. IMPACT to 200-300.
54 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. May up 33 to 1824. June up 24 to 1743. July up 11 to 1793. August up 18 at 1830. Cheese markets are mixed. Barrels down 3.5 to 184. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 183.5. 7 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 234 and a quarter. 11 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 117 and a quarter, 3 trades. Dry whey up 3 quarters to 48 and a quarter, 4 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher as export sales of 17,500 metric tons for the week were up 47%. That's really helping both live and feeder cattle markets. Box beef prices also moving mostly higher. That's helping the markets as the trade waits for the cash cattle markets to develop. Hog markets is also moving mostly higher due to stronger pork cutout values, as it's impressive to note that not a single major cut was reported lower, and that is really helping to support hogs today. April live cattle up 207 to 209.15. June up $1.30 to 203.37. August up 75 cents to 199.70. April feeder cattle up 345 to 293.40. May up 220 to 286.60. August up $1.40 to 290.85. May hogs up 35 cents to 90.50. June up 17 cents to 98.12. July up 35 cents to 98.25. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat today as the traders are doing some positioning ahead of the three-day weekend with the markets closed for Good Friday. Now, soybean markets, they are moving up mostly lower here at the midday. The South American weather is allowing the harvest to keep moving forward, and early planting should continue, but there is a lot of positioning ahead of the holiday weekend. Wheat markets moving mostly higher as the dollar is adding some support. Nearby upside, though, has been limited with expected weather improvement throughout the weekend. May corn up a quarter to 484 and a half. July steady at 491 and three quarters. September 1046 and three quarters. August at 1043 and a quarter. New crop down 2 3/4 to 1031 and a half. May soybean meal down $1.80 to 294.90. May soybean oil up 34 cents to 47.82. Chicago wheat May up 4 to 551 and three quarters. July up 4 and a quarter to 565 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat May up 2.5 to 606 and a quarter. July up 3 to 620. Meanwhile, in the energy markets, triple digit gains in the oil markets. May crude oil up 227 to 67.74. June up 223 to 64.06. May and June gas both up 6 cents. May at 210. June at 209. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy farmers, there may be a possibility of higher milk prices ahead. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Outside of a production drop in California, U.S. dairy is seeing some expansion. Mike North from Ever.Ag talks about what that looks like.
Well, we continue the trend of California being down 3%, and that's just on the heels of that ongoing pressure from HPAI. And bottom line is they're coming out of the hole, but it's not going to be a fast process. So lower milk production in California. But when you look elsewhere, producers in the near west, you know, in those states that run from the I-29 through the panhandle of Texas, continuing to see some ongoing growth there as new plants come online. And we're not just looking at this as a regional, but a national trend. We grew 15,000 more cows and now 62,000 year over year growing the herd. And that ultimately is just a reflection of high prices bringing cows back in.
North talks about the possibility of higher milk prices in the near future.
The reality of bringing back higher prices is going to mean two things. Number one, we're going to have to shorten up supply, and we're continuing to ramp up more and more production, and we have the cows to do it. So as we talk about cheese production, the amount of new facilities that are coming online right now are such that by the end of the year, we're going to have 360 million pounds of cheese that do not have a home. So we have to grow exports and or domestic demand exponentially greater to get ahead of that supply curve in order to elevate prices to higher levels.
A second big challenge to higher milk prices, however, is tariffs.
What will Mexico do? How will they respond? We're already seeing pressure out of Canada. You know, anything that was covered under USMCA is still flying through and doing okay. But Canada's more than willing and ready to throw tariffs at us on any and all egg products. That was their immediate response when these went live back in March.
Mike North with Ever.Ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network, brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekens. The Liberty Justice Center filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's authority to unilaterally issue the, quote, Liberation Day, unquote, tariffs, which the center says are devastating small businesses across the country. The lawsuit argues that the administration has no authority to issue across-the-board worldwide tariffs without congressional approval. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. Court of International Trade highlights the unprecedented nature of the tariffs, including a global 10% tariff on almost all imports and additional higher tariffs on other countries based on foreign trade barriers. The president invoked the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to justify the tariffs, as well as duties on Mexico, Canada, and China. The complaint says that the act doesn't authorize the president to impose across-the-board tariffs and doesn't actually authorize tariffs at all. No one person should have the power to impose taxes that have such vast consequences, said Jeffrey Schwab of the Liberty Justice Center. The Mexican government says it will begin talks with the U.S. to renew a bilateral agreement on Mexico's tomato exports. The U.S. government announced it would pull out of the agreement. The U.S. pullout would mean a 21% tariff would be put in place on Mexican tomato imports on July 14th. Reuters reported the U.S. Commerce Department said the agreement hasn't protected domestic tomato growers in the U.S. market. The agreement regulates tomato imports from Mexico into the U.S., and the goal was to help U.S. producers compete on a level playing field. The agreement went into effect in 1996 and was renewed in 2019 to stave off an anti-dumping investigation and end a tariff dispute. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that Mexican tomatoes aren't replaceable by any other country's exports in terms of quantity or quality. She also says that without the pact, U.S. consumers would pay more for their tomatoes. Bayer says it may stop producing glyphosate, the world's most popular weed killer, unless it can get court protection against lawsuits blaming the herbicide for causing cancer. The Wall Street Journal says Bayer currently produces about 40% of the world's glyphosate needs, which farmers use to kill weeds that threaten their crops. Over the last 10 years, the herbicide has also caught Bayer up in a number of lawsuits. In early March, Bayer told farmers, suppliers, and retailers that it may have to stop selling Roundup, which would force U.S. farmers to rely on imported glyphosate from China. "We're pretty much reaching the end of our road," Bayer Chief Executive Bill Anderson told the Journal. "We're not talking years, but months instead." The USDA pointed out that more than 90% of soybeans, corn, and cotton crops planted in the U.S. are genetically modified to withstand the glyphosate-based weed killer. Reports continue to say that the Trump administration is planning to severely scale back or end all funding for many of the key programs in the Agriculture Department. That's according to White House documents obtained by Government Executive, which reports that the administration wants to cut workers and whole offices at a local level. A document from the Office of Management and Budget proposes fiscal 2026 funding levels that would gut research and conservation efforts and trim almost all programs across the board. OMB says many difficult decisions will become necessary to reach that proposed spending level for the upcoming fiscal year. The Farm Service Agency, the National Resources Conservation Service, and USDA's Rural Development employ almost 20,000 workers between them. One official who helps oversee the agency says the proposed changes to the budget would lead to office closures at the local level and affect face-to-face time with farmers. The 2025 Feeding the Economy report says over 47 million people in the U.S. work in the agriculture and food industries. That's 29% of the U.S. population. That number may be surprising to many, depending on where they live. One interesting thing about agriculture is the sheer number of jobs that aren't considered agriculture careers, but play a role in producing food and getting it to consumers. For example, agribusiness careers include everything from lawyers to human resource officers to managers. Then there are careers in environmental services and natural resources, including careers like fishery workers, ecologists, ethanol producers, and aquaculture workers. Agriculture mechanics is another key part of agriculture careers. Those include tank and truck drivers, service techs, livestock haulers, and others. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Clouds will be on the increase today in our ag weather forecast as southwest winds will decrease and eventually become northwest as that front moves through. Now, the front will bring scattered showers and storms today. Rain moves out on Friday, but expect additional rain chances Sunday and into Monday. And again on Tuesday, we'll also have light winds through next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, increasing clouds and a 70% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Highs 64 to 69, relative humidities at 52 to 57%. Southeast winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from 0.2 to 0.3 of an inch of precipitation and about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a shower and thunderstorm possible throughout the evening. Lows 43 to 48, relative humidities at 93 to 98%. South winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the southwest at 5 to 8. Anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or storm early, 40% chance. Highs 50 to 55, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. North winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected, and about 2 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. For Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers, highs once again 55 to 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. I'll let the moon shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town.
it's gonna be more than enough for my two left feet and our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air. Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
So I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. Just dance.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. She gets that come get me look in her eyes. Well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool. Her crazy is beautiful to me.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride, and I put on my walking shoes, and I got up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand. When she calls me Buttercup, she laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon.
she's gonna hang around a while, I guess.
And she hadn't even told me she loves me yet.
I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off a deep end. We fly to LA for the weekend. Spend the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. You know, I feel just like a kid again. I got a brand new again. I got a brand new girlfriend.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. He got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends and he just lost him more.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police, along with the FBI, responding to an active shooter at a Florida State University in Tallahassee campus. Multiple sources tell ABC News preliminary information is that at least four people